The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We often talk about having emergency funds in your bank account to cover things like illness or other unplanned expenses. Financial experts also suggest you have funds, actual cash, just in case.
In the event of a natural disaster like a hurricane, a power outage, a snowstorm, or let's say a cyber attack where you cannot access your money digitally, or the ATMs are not working, credit card readers are not working, there's no Venmo or Cash App.
How much cash should you have hidden away at home? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal Personal Finance Bureau Chief Jeremy Olshan after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
How much money should you put aside in case of emergencies? The Wall Street Journal personal finance team spoke to experts about that, and Bureau Chief Jeremy Olshan joins me. So, Jeremy, just to be clear, this is different from having an emergency fund in your bank account. We're talking about having physical cash stashed away in your house?
Every personal finance expert or advisor will say you need to have 3 to 6 months' expenses saved for an emergency. This is not what we're talking about. This is in the event of a natural disaster like a hurricane, a power outage, a snowstorm, or let's say a cyber attack where you cannot access your money digitally, or the ATMs are not working, credit card readers are not working, there's no Venmo or Cash App, how are you going to pay for necessities? How are you going to pay for anything?
That's the moment we realize how reliant we are on technology.
Exactly. And most people aren't carrying nearly as much cash, if any cash, right now. So when these situations come up, if you don't have some set aside, you could really be in a jam.
How much do financial experts suggest people put aside?
There was no one answer. We asked a whole bunch of people, about a dozen financial advisors. I even reached out to some disaster prepper experts. If there was consensus, it was you need at minimum, the low end was a few hundred dollars, and then I'd say if we had to average it out, it was you need a week of expenses. Some said you need at least 2 weeks. It depends. If you live in, say, Florida or other storm-prone areas, it's pretty common at this stage that there's a ritual to it. The power goes out. You're going to need to pay for gas and food. So having a couple of weeks of expenses in cash is more common in places like that than where your power doesn't go out so often.
And knowing ahead of time if the power might go out and it could take down the ATMs.
A lot of the feedback we heard from readers, and there was a great deal, was like, you know, the power's out. It usually isn't for long. The credit card readers might start working. I could still go to my bank. But the truth is, if there's a sustained outage, and you know, I've covered hurricanes, and you know, that could go on for weeks where the financial system is just not functioning in that place. And so this isn't crazy town to think you need this much cash in your home, you know, could be a real need.
I mean, everything from a daily cup of coffee to clothing for your family to some sort of a tarp to cover a hole in the roof.
And then people mentioned you need repairs done if there are any damages. A contractor might be more willing to come by quickly if you say you have cash, you can pay them right away than if you say, well, once the power's back on, you know, I'm good for it.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
Now, for fear of burglars listening, let's not talk about where people might stash the money. But the challenge here might be hiding it in a safe place, but then being able to find it when you actually need it.
That was another area there was some division. I mean, definitely an argument to have a safe. Safes are rated for certain degrees of fire resistance. There's also risk of flooding, so putting cash in plastic. But then a lot of folks we talked to said it doesn't really make sense to put all your cash in a safe. If there is a robbery, that's the first thing a thief would go for. Putting money in some other locations can make sense. Of course, that can also cause challenges too. A, you have to remember all the places you hid the money. You want other people in your family, perhaps, to know where that money is.
It becomes quite a treasure hunt.
Yeah. I was imagining like drawing a map, you know, like in this room, you know, and under the third cabinet, we have, $50. I think there's practical issues with the scavenger hunt approach.
Some people might hide it in a shaving cream can, or maybe my parents had emergency money and they would put valuables in an empty box of rice and put that in the house somewhere.
There's a whole cottage industry of products for this purpose. Like one of the disaster prep experts, I said, he mentioned a shaving cream can with a false bottom, which if you've seen Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And I was like, I thought he was joking, but it really exists. And there's a whole bunch of them and similar things. So if you really want to get serious. But yeah, I think you're right that more people probably just do their own makeshift version of that.
But in the event of, say, a natural disaster, you might need more than just cash to grab in a hurry, right?
There's a website, ready.gov, that the Homeland Security Department set up for this purpose to tell you how to prepare for various forms of emergencies. And it's interesting because they list food, water, canned goods. There's a whole bunch of things on the essentials. Money was not on that list. Cash was on a secondary list saying additional items that might come in handy. To the federal government, at least, it's more important to have a can opener than cash.
So eat the non-perishables in the house and then worry about the money.
Yes. Having the cash is not going to feed the kids if things really are shut down, is the thinking there.
Now, some generations might think no problem having cash on hand is a smart idea. But Jeremy, there are generations currently where having cash on hand is something that never happens.
I have two teenagers. To them, even having to carry a wallet is a chore. They're so used to just using their phone to pay for things. So the idea of keeping cash doesn't seem real. The attitudes to cash are definitely generational, although there are young people who like cash. We did a story on how physical cash helps people save because you can see it. It's tangible. It's like a version of the classic piggy bank, which is harder to do digitally. We now have a whole generation raised on entirely digital money. And a $10 bill is like a historical artifact, not something they encounter in their daily lives.
That's Wall Street Journal Personal Finance Bureau Chief Jeremy Olshan. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITHeroes.